As the new Congress convened in Washington Thursday, Mark Harris was in Raleigh, where he met with investigators from the North Carolina Board of Elections. The board has twice refused to certify Harris as the winner in the 9th Congressional District, pending an investigation into possible election fraud. On Thursday, Harris said he should be named the winner. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Republican Mark Harris and his two attorneys met for nearly 2 hours Thursday morning in Raleigh with the State Elections Board's chief investigator, Joan Fleming. After the meeting, Harris held a news conference where he said he believes he should be certified as the winner in his race against Democrat Dan McCready.
But we believe that, that I should be certified. We don't believe that the number of ballots in question would change the outcome of this election. And we believe, again, that that is the standard, ultimately, that the Board of Elections looks to.
Harris is ahead of McCready by 905 votes. He believes that even if political operative McRae Dowless committed absentee by mail fraud in the election, there aren't enough votes in question to let McCready pull ahead. Harris received 420 absentee by mail votes in Bladen County and 259 absentee votes in Robeson County. Those are the two counties being investigated by the state board. Before his interview, Harris filed a motion in Wake County Superior Court to force the board's executive director to certify him as the winner. The petition said the court is the only available avenue to protect people in the 9th District from not being represented in Congress.
We kind of find ourselves with in no man's land, if you will, and we have asked the court to step in and with a writ of mandamus, I believe it's called, to ask that certification take place of this race.
The Elections Board was supposed to hold a public evidentiary hearing on the 9th District on January 11th. But that hearing has been postponed because, as of now, there is no Elections Board to make any decision. The old board was dissolved by court order in late December, and a new board won't be seated till the end of the month. After that, the board could call for a new election or name Harris the winner. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.